I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, Melissa Carter yes. here. Dating.
Speaking of going back to my redneck roots.
Dating a new woman. Been a totally different Melissa Carter the last couple of weeks. But she's going through this honeymoon period with this new woman she's dating, Katie. Where?
Who?
Katie Joe,
we're calling her now, right?
for a reason we're about to tell you.
They're in this look, I'm getting to know you period. Mm-hmm. You're getting to know me.
Everything's so cute.
Everything is so cute up until Sunday. Everything is really cute.
So, I talked to Katie earlier this week, and she got all excited about something. She's just, clapping her hands, rubbing her hands together. Goes, Sunday's a big day. Sunday's a big day. And I thought, uh-oh. Like, we've been together, like you said, we're in the honeymoon, quote-unquote, phase where, I'm paying more attention, and I'm like, what did I forget about Sunday? What's going on Sunday? Big day Sunday.
You're like, is that some sort of anniversary?
Yeah,
did we start like a month? Is that like a 1 month anniversary?
Yeah,
what's going on?
What's going on? Daytona 500. And I'm like, what? The Daytona 500. Katie is a huge.
Who?
Katie Joe, I guess as we're calling her, is a huge NASCAR fan. And I have never watched a NASCAR race. I know some of the names, Jeff Gordon, I know, and Lil Lee because of Phil Tirana, and I remember hearing about his dad, but I've never seen a race, and I don't understand the fascination with a bunch of cars going around in circles for 4 hours. I don't get it.
Sorry, I'm distracted because
I don't get it.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. The auction is not over. Somebody just bid $8,100.
Yeah. So anyway, for the other people listening to me in the studio, I don't get NASCAR. So
Phil is the only one in here that gets NASCAR. I mean, the dude he goes to professional wrestling. He does the NASCAR thing.
I'm proud.
He's got some Marlboros rolled up into his sleeve right now.
I'm proud of my Southern roots. I'm proud to be a Southern boy born and raised in Smyrna, Georgia. Mm. Moved out to West Cobb, went to high school in Kennesaw, moved back to Smyrna where I live in the same house that I was born and raised in, where I throw horseshoes and sit on the front porch and drink beer on a constant basis, and I am A-okay with that.
No, you sat on the front porch.
I sat on the front porch with my buddies.
He's got a beer bottle opener screwed onto his house, so that says a lot about who Phil Tirana is.
Honey, you just do that on the grill of your car, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a trailer hitch that has a bottle opener on it for tailgating. Very important to have.
He does it with his knife.
And that's
he carries a knife on his belt.
If I don't have my knife, I used to use my teeth.
My tooth.
So we figured as an education going into the weekend here, Phil Tirana could help Melissa Carter out a little bit with her NASCAR experience.
Since my Sunday is going to be spent in front of the TV with the new girl, because I want to be impressive and sit and watch the Daytona 500. I need a little help.
Now, Melissa Carter, darling, this one is for me and you. I need you to look me dead set in the eyes. We're going to talk. Melissa, I have made for you a very miniature, a Cliff's Notes, if you will, to an idiot's guide to your first NASCAR race. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't mind them.
Okay.
The
I'm looking
guy.
Right at you, Phil.
Me and you, darling. Now, NASCAR itself is a sport that I cannot explain to you in 5 minutes. So here's what I'm going to do. To help you out, I have a list of rules that you need to live by for this NASCAR party on Sunday.
Right. Okay.
Daytona 500. This is the Super Bowl of NASCAR. It's a great way to start the season. Take notes if you will. Number one for Melissa Carter. Number one, first and foremost, I cannot stress this enough. Never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, ever take the name of Dale Earnhardt in vain. You do not joke about it. You do not make jokes about it. You do not laugh about it. When his name comes up, you have a moment of silence for Dale Earnhardt. If you do, you will be demoted to plunger duty for the rest of the day. This is not a lie. It has happened to me. I have done it to other people. Now, something you will expect from this NASCAR party on Sunday, the food. Here's what I want you to do. Do not expect anything healthy on the makeshift buffet table. And if said makeshift buffet table is a weight bench with a blanket over it, don't be surprised. This is a day set aside for all things greasy. As a matter of fact, the Surgeon General has instituted that there is a new food pyramid that is official on this day only. It consists of a few different groups. The new food pyramid has the wing group. This includes buffalo wings, hot wings, chicken wings. Now, if you want something international, eat a teriyaki-flavored wing. Another group on the Daytona 500 food pyramid is the food, I mean the fried food group. This includes French fries, chicken fingers, hush puppies, chicken nuggets, double country fried steak, and don't be surprised to see a deep fried Twinkie or two.
Oh, God.
Now, honey, if you're looking for some kind of vegetable, bring yourself a bag of Cheaters. And finally, my friend, there is the beverage group. This includes all things Budweiser. Period. No exceptions. If you even walk up on that front porch with a Zima or a Tequiza, it will be discarded. It will be poured out, and you will be sent to the local convenience store to buy smokes, lottery tickets, and nudie magazines.
What about now? Well, this is a big red wine drinker, red wine.
However, if you cannot drink beer, if you cannot drink Budweiser, box wine is totally acceptable.
Finally, only from a box.
Right, only from
finally,
all right.
And last but not least, the attire.
Okay.
Do not be shocked or surprised to see wife beaters, tank tops, shirts with pit stains, or even no shirt at all. This is all acceptable, if not expected. And if you see someone who has created their own Dale Jr. Shirt with a number 8 on it, all written using nothing but a worn-out Sharpie, do not laugh at this pit-stained T-shirt. Do not laugh at the grammatical errors. Better yet, commend them on their artistic talent. And one last tip for your Daytona 500 party. As a little thank you, don't bring flowers, don't bring a card, don't bring something sweet. Charcoal, dog food, and motor oil is all perfectly expected. Have a good time. Daytona 500. Hell yeah, go Tony Stewart.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Get a Caden
Joe. You know it.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.